Everyone, it's April and Tony again. We're back to talk to you today about our pets, and we're here to talk to Veronica and ask her some questions. And I have nothing but good things to report. All of my animals, knock on wood, fingers crossed, every fingers and toes I have all crossed, that everyone is going to stay well for a little while. Guinness's back, his little neck thing, looks like it's completely healed now. Only thing he doesn't do anymore is he won't jump off the couch. He wants me to come pick him up, and I do believe that's how he got hurt, that he jumped off the couch, landed funny, and tweaked his neck those months back. So that's one behavioral change he's made all on his own. He's a smart puppy. And Biddy is eating well, responding well, always controlling the kitchen floor for any scraps that might have fallen down, contraband stuff. So I get up before she does and go and sweep everything in the kitchen so there's nothing left when she gets there. But she's really doing much better. The new diet and everything she's adhering to. And I'm just glad to have her back. We are having today a monsoon here in California. Lots of rain, lots of puddling and flooding. I canceled my day of being out of this house at all. I'm going to stay home because people in California just don't know how to drive. I grew up in Michigan. I drove through blizzards to get to school. I mean, it's like I'm a good driver. And the reason I don't go out when it rains here is because there's so many not so great drivers in California. And you can't trust that they won't come and smash you to smithereens for something stupid. So, and today is a day where there is something legitimate going on, and I've chosen not to play in that playground because it's just too dangerous. There's a lot of people that don't know how to drive in the rain and don't know to slow down, don't know that, you know, you got to take extra time and pay attention. They still don't pay attention. So I've just decided to remove myself from the equation so that I don't, you know, get smashed up in a car. So anyways, Tony, how's everything over there in Maine? I hope you're having better weather than we are.
Yeah, it's like 39, which is great. Sun's out. So it's good. It's pretty. You know, talking about poor little Kai, I bought steps for the sofa, for my bed. Even when I went to Palm Springs, I bought steps and had them shipped to Ed. So Kai is never jumping. And
see,
it's so worth it.
Yeah. Having little dogs is a very different experience than it is with having a bigger dog who can handle the impact. And I have stone floors in my living room area, so he's jumping down onto concrete and it's like bam. And I didn't think anything of it. I mean, I'm not that experienced with, you know, I wasn't that experienced with little dogs. And so he made the decision. He told me through his actions what exactly happened, because if you guys remember, I was just like, what happened? How did this happen? And I do think, just like a human, you take that wrong step and you throw your back out. That's what happened. So I'm glad you got those steps. I'm thinking about doing the same thing, if I can get Guinness to agree to use them. I don't know if he'll agree.
Well, if you use a cookie, they'll use them.
Yes, they got to make it worth it.
Have to make it worthwhile.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah, no, Kai is so used to them now. Mm-hmm. You know, they're all over the house.
That's good. That's good. Then he'll be. Yeah. Then you'll probably miss the herniated disc in the neck drama series.
I want to, definitely.
Because it wasn't fun. I can tell you, it was not fun at all. Watching him suffer like that broke my heart. Just broke it. Because there was nothing I could really do for him, you know, besides just support him and give him the medication so that he could get through it. But it was actually acupuncture that finally fixed the whole thing.
Yeah. I remember.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm going to go get Veronica on this fine rainy day.
Okay. Well, hello, everyone. Welcome to the show today. You know, I always encourage you to write in to innerwhispersradio.com. And it's I-N-N-E-R whispersradio.com. So, you know, if there's any questions that you want more info on, just write in and we'll get it on the air as soon as we can. Are you there, Veronica?
Indeed we are. Good day to you.
Good day to you. Our first question is coming from Antonio. You often talk about forming part of a group in spirit. I am a bit confused. What exactly is that?
Well, I think what you're talking about here, my friend, is the cadres, groups of energies or souls that travel together from life to life. Most of you are involved in that, some in bigger cadres and some in smaller cadres. The bigger ones can sometimes have up to 20 souls that travel from experience to experience together to help each other. You can also, it's very important to know that all of you are really probably involved in some sort of cadre here or there. It's a support group, actually. Friends that know each other that want to go through all these experiences supported. And every time you incarnate, you bring some of those people to incarnate with you to help support you, and you support them through the lives that they live. I do believe that's what you're talking about, Antonio.
Okay. Our next question is coming from Nancy. My only son was murdered by an unknown person back in 2007. I wish to know if he felt any pain or was tortured in any way before he was shot. I would be comforted to know if his spirit lifted out of his body before it happened.
Well, we can tell you this, that the soul is very powerful, and if the soulful energy and all of the guides and everything feel that somebody is walking into a very dangerous situation where they could be killed or tortured or, you know, hurt in some way. When the incident begins, most of the time, we'll say 99.9% of the time, unless the incarnate says no, the spirit is lifted up and out. The soul and consciousness is lifted up out of the body before the incident begins, or right at the very beginning of it. The only time that's not true is when the soul itself says, no, I came here to experience this, and this is why I'm doing it. Then it will be left to unfold as it will. But we can tell you that your son, he did not suffer. We think that his guides immediately came into play, and as soon as the shot was made and there was nothing before that, he was in the arms of his soul. He was in the arms of all the people in his cadre and didn't feel a thing. Now, could observe it, watched it, but did not feel the fear or the horror or anything like that. None of that. So be comforted in that, that that's what happened. And he immediately found himself in the arms of his higher self, his guides, his angels. They were all there to accompany him. So do not worry, my friend. He is okay and has been okay.
All right. Our next question is coming from Greta. How can I become more aware of my spiritual progress in this life?
Well, it's very easy to get caught up in all the dramas of the day. And it's very easy for those dramas to pile up so high energetically that you can't see the forest for the trees, so to speak. It's really important in your linear life to stop. Take time where you sit quietly and allow all of that chitter-chatter and dramatics to fade down so that you can actually participate with your soul. Yes, you can keep in touch with the progress of your soul, but with all the dramatics and everything clouding your vision, sometimes that is very difficult. We would make a practice of meditation. We would make a practice of assigning time for that meditation to help you come and calm yourself down so that the clutter in your brain can settle down so that you can see. You can keep touching that way. You can monitor where you're at. You can feel it. You can see it. And your guides can give you even more information about it. But you have to be able to get into the space with them. And we do think you can, but you've got to make a practice of slowing down and backing up from all that chitter chatter so that you can.
Okay. Our next question is coming from Samuel. I have heard that it is possible to have out-of-body experiences while still in physical reality. How do I learn to achieve this?
Well, first of all, your intention to wanting to do so will help you. The more focused you are on it, the more you will be able to do it. Now, some people can maneuver themselves through meditation and other spiritual practices to get into a place where they're able to do the out-of-body experiences. However, there is a great source that we should tell you about, because we got very, very limited in time here to be able to go through all of the steps of how to achieve an out-of-body experience. It would take more than time than what we have here on this forum. So what we will suggest to all of you is, there is Robert Monroe, who wrote a book about journeys out of body. It was written quite a while back, and he also has an institute where you can actually go there and learn about these things, take classes and participate in that. And they probably also have a bunch of literature for you to participate in, and perhaps a program or two. It is called the Monroe Institute. And the person who started it was Robert Monroe, and he wrote the book Journeys Out of the Body. We highly suggest, if you really want an intricate step-by-step way to do things in this regard, this is where you should go. We do think that the majority of you have the ability very easily, but some of you have to work a little harder at it. But use these moments that we have given you and use them to your advantage, and use them to achieve the out-of-body experience, because we can tell you, it is always a fascinating journey.
Okay. Veronica, that was our last question. And if you want to take a break and come back and give the message to the world, that would be great.
All right.
All right. Well, I want to thank everyone for listening to the show today. And as I mentioned at the beginning, if you want more information on any of these topics, feel free to write in to innerwhispersradio.com. Are you there, Veronica?
Yes, we are. Well, here we are, another day on the planet. We realize that some of you rejoice in that, but we also realize there are those that go, oh my goodness, another day on the planet. There's that type of individual as well. If you are that type of individual, perhaps take steps to alleviate the pressure and the negativity that you feel. Start a practice, a spiritual practice, or a practice of doing something in the linear that gives you pleasure or joy. You need to get the balance back into your day. Decide that you're going to make it a project in the new year. The new year is coming. Make a project in the new year where you're going to decide how you're going to participate, and to the best of your ability, participate. Start a practice today. Start thinking about not laboring over all the linear stuff, but more importantly, delving into the intricacies of your own soul. And this is meditation, reading, taking some time, taking a walk, anything where you pull yourself out from the chaos that is pretty prevalent in your reality. Do this practice, because coming into a linear reality is always a challenge. But if you're balanced energetically through your own hand, it will be a lot easier journey. So today, start thinking about it and bring it into the reality. It'll make your life a lot better.
Well, thank you, Veronica. Wonderful message. And I want to thank everyone for listening to the show today. We'll be back with you next week with more questions. Have a good weekend. Bye-bye.